Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Question Amnesty Day. We're going to roll it on for a third segment. The question really, it's any question is fine, but it's a question you've always wanted to know, but you're embarrassed or afraid to ask.
Okay.
It's a chance for you to do so without, I mean... we'll have some sort of reaction, but we're not going to be like, hey, this person's name is so-and-so, and they live at this address. Get them!
Yeah, we'll judge you anonymously.
Yeah.
We'll mock you.
But we'll also try to answer the question.
Yeah.
Free beer, hot wings, Steve, Kelly, and Maitland.
The whole, how many holes are there? Four.
A lot of people are like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Where?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's the real question.
I mean, sometimes five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is this ends up being a pretty personal question, I guess. But I'm pretty curious now that I've never thought of it, but now that I've read the question, I really want to know. Digging a hole now. Question for Kelly and Maitland. This person writes, this is a pretty embarrassing question, and I'm glad it's Amnesty Day. Is it normal for women to have a greater frequency of queefs as they get older? They were infrequent and only during sex in my 20s, but now it happens every morning as I get out of bed.
Every morning? Dang, maybe are you pushing air up in there at nighttime or something? What you doing?
I changed my sleeping habits or sleeping position. I haven't done that. I'm a side sleeper, and it kind of freaks me out when it started to become an everyday thing.
Well, that certainly doesn't make your vagina sound very appealing.
Kelly and Maitland don't want to answer. Maybe other women can. I mean, Maitland's not really, I can't speak to her experience, but I'm guessing she's not old enough to, you know.
We all know that as our bodies change as we get older, things, especially when it comes to like being able to hold your pee or your farts or whatever, gets a little harder. I don't know if you've had a baby or not. I don't have a queefing problem quite like this, I guess you could say. I find that when it happens, it's because something's being shoved in there and it's creating air pockets.
Sure, yeah.
So I wonder if maybe you changed a toy or something that's like putting more air up in you.
Yeah, like or if using a basketball pump.
Settling differently.
Could be, yeah, could be.
I don't know.
Did you recently...
A similar queef question from Buffalo. Great. Do these only happen with sex, or can you make music if you really wanted to by sucking air in?
These are called queefgens, by the way.
Queefgens. No, there are people who can queef on demand.
Did you recently lose a lot of weight or gain a lot of weight? I mean, was there anything, diet change, I don't know, anything that would change the makeup of you?
Yeah. Why would a woman start queefing more?
Yeah.
So it sounds like the answer is a likely no, right?
You pop a lot of balloons with your vagina?
So if certain activities, like obviously sex, exercise, or childbirth, can cause vaginal gas to happen more frequently. Maybe it is the way that you're sleeping and you do need to change it.
This person says you may need to do some pelvic floor therapy to strengthen the muscles of your pelvic floor.
Yeah, those things are just flapping around in there.
Yeah.
Excellent question, though.
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
Try shoving a Beano in there.
It sounds like it's just a really old trampoline where when you jump in the middle, you hit the ground.
But it doesn't make a fun noise when that happens on a trampoline.
Mm-mm. No.
Wee wee.
I have no idea. I don't understand this question.
Okay.
Ladies, are you symmetrical down there? Because I have three on one side and two on the other, and I don't think it's supposed to be that way.
Three on one side and two on the other. Of what?
Is that question?
That's the part
from
I didn't understand.
From a man or a woman?
I don't know.
Either way, I don't know how that math works.
I mean, if it's a guy, does that mean testicles? Because, yeah, you shouldn't have five.
No.
No.
Yeah,
no.
And it, would that wouldn't,
and why would that matter if the woman is symmetrical?
If you got five lips in total, you got a lot of lips down there.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I think you're only supposed to have two.
Okay, this is a question.
What about a top and a bottom?
Oh, man, if you're... That's two mouths at that point on your body.
Yeah, does that make it easier or harder to whistle down there?
Is she the same one that asked the queef question?
No, different.
Good question.
This text. Guys.
Yeah.
When you are behind the lady...
Yeah.
During special times. Do you see our starfish? I've always wondered, and I need to know if I should have this fear unlocked.
You've never been there?
The lights are on.
What do you mean she's never been there? She can't see what the guy sees
behind. Oh, I thought it was a guy asking. That's why I was like, what?
No, yeah, you can see the starfish.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
You ever going to tell a girl if she needs to clean her starfish or not?
And I don't think I would. I've never found myself in that position, thank God.
Yeah. My wife's meticulous. I'm not worried.
That I've had to consider, like, wow, that's gross.
You never saw rogue hair that you thought, I should tell her she messed that?
No.
Well, I'm not doing a deep dive.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You should.
No.
What the hell are you doing back there?
No.
I'm not trying to get in there.
Yeah.
Flashlight. Really, let me check this for you.
I'm not doing a courtroom sketch.
Yeah.
Come here, lady. I know you can't see this yourself.
Exactly. No,
I don't, science.
Yeah. My name isn't preceded by the word doctor. Yeah. So, no.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything that is considered a procedure.
Uh-uh.
Hmm.
Nope.
Let's see. 1-800-947-3979. I can't. No, people are wanting me to ask follow-ups to the lady that drops the cue every time she gets out of bed. It's none of my business.
Yeah, well.
Well, she made it our business.
Yeah.
This text, today's show has absolutely wrecked me with these amnesty questions. I am thinking about things that have never crossed my mind before.
That's good. What we try to make you do is think and
get that brain working
stuff.
Question amnesty. When you get married, why is there so much sex for the first few days? Then it dies off and rarely happens. I don't know. Talk to your significant other.
Yeah. Have a conversation. I think that does happen a little bit. Some of the excitement wears off. Settle into some routines, or she might just hate you, or he might just hate you, or you know, whatever. But
maybe you're not trying as hard. Maybe she's not trying as hard. Who knows?
Yeah. You know, I mean, once you get married, then you get past the exciting things, and then you start thinking about stuff like draperies and pillows, and tapers off maybe sometimes. It doesn't have to though.
Text from the 270. Since we're talking about ladies' V's, I have a new girlfriend. I never noticed with any other girlfriends or my ex-wife that...
There's a penis in there?
Is that theirs was so smooth, and hers is so not smooth.
Talking like lumpy?
Like
lumpy, bumpy?
Yeah, like
it could
it's
be a
bumps,
STI,
or
man.
It's...
No, I think Arby's put too much roast beef in the sandwich.
Oh.
Okay.
That's how I think it.
So they got the double instead of the single?
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, like maybe even the Big Montana.
She's
yeah.
an
so does that
an
mean
Annie.
That a lot of people have checked that sandwich out? Or is it just that's
Probably.
The way the sandwich was made?
No, that's the way the sandwich is made. There's Audis and Innies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a guy tell me one time that if you...
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Okay, all right.
He told me that if you touch yourself too much as a girl, it dangles further down.
Oh, you prolapse.
Oh, and why wouldn't a man know that answer?
I know.
Yeah, of course.
And that's why he was telling me that I shouldn't be doing that.
Let a man tell you how your body works.
Yeah, he was like, it's different for men and women. Like, men can do it as much as they want, and it doesn't make anything like more floppity or anything. But for women, if you go to town and, you know, DJ yourself or whatever.
Yeah, then the next thing you know, you got a wizard sleeve.
It makes it floppity.
You should feel lucky that you were with such a doctor.
No, I wasn't even with this person. They were friends just giving me life advice. advice.
Okay, they're just a really, really smart person. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sage advice.
This text, I thought this was question amnesty, not vagina trivia. Well.
Vagina. Vagina.
Well, these are the questions that come up.
Some girls have bagels. Some girls have cut roast.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Cut roast. That's a weird way to put it.
Yeah, I've never heard that term.
No.
So this text, some women, it looks like you're on the Oregon Trail and the wagon wheel's going through the mud.
Yeah.
You guys got to start wiping front to back.
Yeah. You're going the wrong direction. Okay, that's the time you might want to speak up. Yeah, if you see that.
Question amnesty. I am a 25-year-old man, and for as long as I can remember, I've had bumps on my satchel. I know how that sounds. It's not an STD or a lump inside. It's simply bumps of varying sizes on the skin of my satchel, almost like pimples, I guess. I've never known if it's normal and have been too embarrassed to ask.
Yeah, that might just be where the hair follicles are.
Yeah, that could.
I mean, sometimes that happens.
I guess
happens.
I need to know, like, how big they are.
You know, different little bumps.
Yeah, send
bumps.
A picture.
You can get little bumps here and there.
Look, are they red or the same color as the satchel? Because if that's the case, I bet it's follicle bumps and probably not that big.
It probably is.
When you say satchel, you mean balls, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's got to be hair follicles.
I think so.
More than likely if they're that small.
Yeah, and especially if you shave down there, like, they get irritated really, really easily.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
I would say
you don't,
probably
ingrown hairs down there are a drag.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Do guys care about cellulite?
Some do. I mean, I'm sure some do. I don't think we get it as easily.
No, but
I think
if,
she means on women.
Yeah, like if like you, because you see girls specific, and
I talk
about women specifically, and like you just get cellulite, and some of them are perfect in perfect shape, still have cellulite. Do men care about that?
I mean, maybe when I was 20 and I thought everyone, but at this age.
Yeah.
It's inevitable for everyone.
Men
so
get
I don't
cellulite
care.
Too? I guess you
well,
just
no,
can't
we're
tell
better.
Yeah,
you
know,
guys
no, we're built better. We age so gracefully and wonderfully. No, I mean, I would care to an extent. Like, yeah, a certain amounts are very common, very normal.
Yeah.
But if there was a ton, but that then means that it's probably somebody I wouldn't necessarily be attracted to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like, you know, I'm skinny and I'd like skinny women. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, so yeah, it would bother me a little bit.
But skinny women can have cellulite.
Absolutely. They absolutely
can. Yeah, some
can.
Of the most gorgeous models in the world
yeah.
will
yeah,
post no, they, those photos.
They definitely
it
can.
It wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
If it was someone I'm into already, doesn't matter.
I've always wondered, because, like, if I sit down in certain ways, my thighs, like, if I cross my legs like ladies are supposed to, I don't do
so
that.
So, like, once a year?
Yeah. I'll get, like, little ripples, and I always wonder, like,
oh, yeah.
Do people care about that?
No. Not like that. I don't think most people do. I mean, yeah.
You have so many other things I would be worried about.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's so bad,
totally
isn't
kidding.
It?
Yeah.
That was takes, very inappropriate.
Like, I just stopped wearing makeup, like, a month ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to judge ladies for way before your eyes get all the way down there.
This one, okay, last amnesty question. Maybe we'll do, this might need to be a more regular thing than once every 10 years or whatever it is. Hello. This person texted twice, once at 8:12 and once at 2 minutes later. Like, and I'll tell you, the first text, hello, am I considered a bad husband if I don't toss salad? They wrote it a different way, but you get it.
No.
Follow-up, I am very concerned. Please answer.
No.
I think
that doesn't make you a bad husband. I mean, being a good husband, there are a billion factors that make you a good husband. Like one item. I mean, she might like you to do that, but you can be a great lover, regardless of being a good husband or not. You could be a great lover and not toss salad.
Yeah.
I mean.
Unless she's like, hey, before we start dating, this is a real deal breaker for me. And you're like, yeah, I'll do it as soon as we're married. And then you pulled the... You know, pulled the rug.
Yeah. Flip that around. Would you consider your wife a bad wife if she didn't do that?
Right.
I hope not. That'd be weird.
Yeah, that, I mean, I guess everybody's parameters are different. She might think you're a bad husband, but I think for most people, that's going to be pretty low on the good spouse totem pole. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as it goes.
I mean, unless she's asking you to do it over and over and over again and you just never do it. But if you don't care for it, then.
But yeah, even right. then, I mean.
Yeah, you don't have to do something you don't want to do.
Both sides have to.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.